Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother. O honorable church, thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Family reunion, giant in a vision, Jah was there, I meet everyone.
clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands, oh, clap your hands. Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
This one is for Bantan. Big up yourself, Bantan. Them never know the Rastafari love for the youth, them so strong. Them never know the Rastafari never teach us no wrong. Them never know the Rastafari never teach us no wrong. No matter if it rain or shine, right on time, abandon all the while, all the while, all the while. Bantan, hat it up, Papa Selassie.
Yeah, man, me tell him, tell him, I'm straight up, I'm blazing it up on them, guy, I try.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Every day.
wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
You know, in that relation, because the word, right, is never apart from the spirit. 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 And the korban. The korban is the offering and the zebach or zevach. Some say zevach, zebach. Zebach. I was going to do a reasoning on that. You know, there's one of the black Hebrew Israelites, Zebach. I mean, who names their child? Well, who names himself Zebach? So that was interesting. You know, very interesting. You know, but it means actually sacrifice, right? Sacrifice. I think we went into, in the V-Log, we went to a little bit of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. And I don't think those are Israelites by that name. It wasn't an Israelite. It was a Midianite, I believe so. But anyway, that's the term right there for sacrifice. So John didn't command them burnt offerings and sacrifices in the day that he brought them out of Egypt. It was only, as some would say, and I can agree with this in the context, as a concession because of the golden calf, the Akri, and because the people were not ready to receive the higher type. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would call it training. It was a kind of a training, but it was also to satisfy that which already was so strongly naturally in the people and also naturally in the world of their time. But when we compare it with what other nations were really doing or other religions were actually doing, it was so ita for its time compared to the others. Of course, when we look at ita or in that fuller fullness of the new covenant type, King of Kings, Christ type, well, of course, this is superior to that because this is in Christ, even Christ in his kingly character type. So it's the fullest type. Right, to whom more is given, more is required. But what was required of them at that time? It was a stepping stone. But it gives us here a powerful, objective lesson. The objective lesson so we can learn the objective reality, as Psalm 67 says, to know thy way upon the earth. Right, to know thy way upon the earth. So we have the zebach, is the sacrifice, and we have the korban, the offering, the offering. Right, and the types of offering. Now, the korban, the offering, sometimes the terms are confused. I'm not going to get into the intent. You know, I really can't say the intent of people who I'm not able to cross-examine, you know, or unless I come across something where they say, hey, we knew this word was this, but we did that anyway to confuse people. Well, then we have evidence. So sometimes we kind of go off and we see a situation like this and say, oh, because they wanted to confuse people and that's why they did it. Maybe they did, but let's deal with the objective reality of the matter. What is the true orientation of what's what? So that we can then put it in the true context and see whether we can see that in spirit and in truth. And in the true sense, we have the sacrifices. Let's go over here. So John didn't command them in the day that he brought them out of Egypt. He didn't command them burnt offerings and sacrifices. The scripture does not contradict itself. Anyone who says so based on, you know, say the prophet word from Jeremiah and then tried to point out, well, something was wrong with the sacrifices and offering. He didn't command them in that day. That's what it says. He did not, and we look at that day, someone said, well, it's the Passover. That was a sacrifice. No, it wasn't. And not a sacrifice in the sense that the people were commanded to sacrifice. That was a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. It's the Lord's Passover, his passing over, right? The purpose of that was clearly stated right there. Now here, in picking up with coming up to the 8th, right, the priests beginning their ministry. So before the priests began their ministry, we have the consecration. That's the point there, the consecration. The consecration from the Hebrew basically means the filling of the hand. Now, this reminds me of the Kedase of the true church and the professing church of he who had the keys of great King David, the true, we could say, Orthodox, the Tewahedo church in the Ethiopian Orthodox professing church, right? We have, there's a word where the priests do not bless, they cannot, in a sense, bless each other in that sense, if you understand what I'm saying, because they are the priests, right? The priests don't, but what they would do is either clasp hands. And it is said the power of Peter, but this whole idea of the clasping of hands and the sense of the filling of the hands comes through when we look at the consecration of the priests. And the consecration of the priests and the high priest, right, and the fact that the priests did not consecrate themselves. I think there's a New Testament reading that says that the priest, something about that, but one is called, right? The priests did not consecrate themselves. All was done by another. In this instance, Moses is the one who acted for Jehovah. The priests simply presented their bodies in the sense of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, I beg you, I'm begging you, I'm imploring you. If you want to use the word begging, you can use another English word. I implore you, I implore thee, by the mercies, beseech by the mercies, I am of Elohim, that we do what? Present our what? Bodies. Know ye not that, you know, your body is a temple? Right? So then we have the high priest anointing. This is significant. The Constitution, Revised Constitution, 1955 Constitution, it says, I just paraphrase right here, it says, by the anointing, the anointing that he has received, of the sacred oil, that his majesty, his person, right? His person is sacred, is holy, right? Anyone, you know, who seeks to, I forget the exact wording of it, but like to injure that. So his person is very clear from the very first words right there. This is nothing that Rastaman is like, you know, I'm not saying this, but if you look at the 1955, you have a copy of it, but just to kind of segue the principle of anointing. You know, could we say his majesty's king? Yes, but the significance is the anointing. He is the anointed King of Kings upon the throne of great King David in the same country that has the yea and amen claims of the Ark of the Covenant. So, you know, putting all this together with what the word says, Ethiopia, this man was born there, you know, and all the evidence, you know, any reasonable, you know, mind would recognize the yea and amen. So it's the anointing, right? Let's point out this anointing. And he poured the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him, to set him apart. Being set apart to sanctify him. Then we have the priests are clothed. The priests are clothed as well, right? And let's see, with the priests being clothed, then the offerings. And so here we have the bullet. Now here's a footer. Two important distinctions are made in the case of the high priest, thus confirming his typical relation to Christ, the antitype. Now the antitype, for once, you know, get all twisted about the anti instead of type. What we have is like the shadow and then the full of full. So we're looking at the pattern. Aaron is anointed before the sacrifices are slain. While in the case of the priest, in the case of the HaKohani, the sons of Aaron, the application of blood precedes, it precedes the anointing. So let's all go over that again. Aaron, Aharon, is anointed before the sacrifices are slain, while in the case of the Kohanim, HaKohanim, the Kohanat, the priest, the application, the app of the blood, precedes the anointing. Remember, blood as a symbol, Hebraically, is life. Now, this is where there was a question, I think, John J. Parr's Hebrew Christians, was a question about how do we, or how do you, how do I and I, how do we see this whole thing about blood? If the Torah is very clear, it says that we will eat no, you know, drink no, eat no blood. And then what the Messiah says, remember in John chapter 6, I think at verse 66 is that high point or low point, depending on your view, where the many ones and ones turned away disciples from following Christ because what he said, they said it was a hard saying. You know, when he said, eat his flesh, drink his blood. Even though he also said that, you know, the flesh profit is nothing and spoke about the word, right? The word and the type of the flesh. And therefore, what about the blood? Well, the blood is life, right? So with Aaron, he's anointed before the sacrifices are slain. In the case of the high priest, there's the applying of the blood or life that precedes the anointing or the christening, the Messiah-ing. Christ, Christos, Moshiach, the sinless one. The sinless one. Because he's the word, get this, he's the word of HaElohim made flesh. He is Elohim's word. And even that right there is just a medi right there, that the word. Okay, we speak the word. Look how we speak word. Right? But the Almighty, right, Father, Elohim Ha'av, spoke the word, and the word that he speak took on incarnation, even the incarnation of Kadosh Ben Maryam, the Black Madonna, Mother and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, born of Virgin Mary. So now Maryam also is likened in the Wadasi Maryam. That word Wadasi kind of came forward, I think, in one of the Psalms. Very interesting, even in, I think, a connection. Well, it's in the Psalm, but also in, I think, what was that, First Chronicles, where David, with Dawid, where he had set the ordinance for the first church of Zion, right? Or we could say the tabernacle of David. And this is the type, right? This is the type, right? Because what we find in the tabernacle, in the practice, was a remedial, in a sense, an object lesson to bring them to the higher type. So now the Messiah, the sinless one, the one without uckery, the one without lack, right? The one without forfeiture, right, required no preparation for receiving the anointing oil, symbol of the Holy Spirit. So what we have in the anointing oil, that sense of the Messiah and the Shemen, is a symbol, learning to read the Hebrew sign language of the Holy Spirit. So when we get to the New Testament, it says, no, you're not that your bodies, and it then says, it's the Holy Spirit, but it's the qualification, the conditional, of one's receiving the Holy Spirit, where Romans says that his spirit, it bears witness of our spirit, right, and the spirit connection with the Trinity in man, right, which would be, a little more correctly, the Kiddushed. Let me see what the Kiddushed Selassie. There's the Kiddush Selassie and the Kiddush Selassie. See, the Kiddush Selassie is he who be who he be, right, his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Kiddush Selassie is that reflection in I and I, spirit, soul, and body, that tabernacle, right? Now, Marium is that type of tabernacle fulfilling, and this is what we're going to have to touch on, the Wadase Marium, see, to bring that forward more, so we can see that fulfillment, even according to the Marium type and the Mishkan type as well, where we get the church type, but she is virgin. Think about this for a moment. Where Shiloh had gotten, you know, defiled, and there was also Gibeon, and there was other places, there was Nob, where the sanctuary was, and finally gets to make it to where? Sion, Zion, in the time of David. And that, even into the new covenant, becomes the type, the context for the type. It becomes like, you could say, the vision. You know, the vision, right? Zion in a vision. So we have the second item is that upon the high priest only was the anointing oil poured. Note that as well. It's only upon the high priest that anointing. This is one of the reasons why Adonino said that it was expedient that he go away and he will send the comforter to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was poured upon him. How can you say there was ability for him to go, right, from this incarnation, from this plane right here, in order to send the Holy Spirit. And this is where, when we talk about the Hebrew Trinity, and even in Yoel Natan's book, The Jewish Trinity, seeing the Son and the Spirit, you know, in that relation, because the Word, right, is never apart from the Spirit. But sometimes the Spirit can be sent forward, right, without the Word. Remember, Word, sound, power. That Word is before sound, right? The Word exists before sound. So here we have the Holy Spirit being poured, right? Here we have Elohim did not give us not, or did not give, or give us not the Spirit by measure to him. In John chapter 3, verse 34, that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God source, giveth not Ha Ruach, the Spirit, by measure to him. By measure to him. And it was like just a little bit now, a little bit. It's almost like how we go through the Torah portions, right? And to really be able to, you know, chew our food, you know, we have the bread for the Shabuah, the bread for that Shabuah, and it's the whole, holistically, the entirety, itality. You know, the ital is vital in the sense of totality. It's the holistic, the whole that is greater than the sum of the parts, but we go through the parts. But for him, all this is one in him. Like now we're studying, say, this aspect, okay, the Holy Spirit, and take us a moment, you know, meditate upon that, you know, and then we can see the other portion, right? So the Spirit's not given to him by measure, right, by measure, right? Now, this is interesting because one of the early church credos, the credo, I amen, I admit as truth. That's what make credo, I admit as truth. Some would translate as I believe, I admit as truth, right? That the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father to the Son, right? Notice that the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father to the Son. It's interesting, from the Father to the Word, right? So his Word became flesh, right? And in a sense, by the process of what we call the crucifixion and the types of what took place, this opened up the ability for us to receive, right, according to our measure to receive, that Holy Spirit, right? So thy anointed, speaking about the anointed, his anointed, thy Elohim. Notice to say here we have in Hebrews 1 and 9 that connects with Psalm, I think, 45, thy Elohim hath anointed thee, Eloheka, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Thy Elohim, thy God, thy source hath anointed thee. Interesting. He goes to his Father, our Father, to his Elohim, our Elohim. And Hebrews 1 and 9 says, thy Elohim hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. See, that's the state of mind there, the gladness above thy fellows. Right, above thy fellows. So we have to have gladness, but he has that perpetual, you could say, state of mind. Right, he can keep that perpetual. Sometimes we might, like with Peter, example, good example is Peter. Peter saw the Messiah walking in the water and said, can I walk, come out to you? Can I walk in the water too? And he said, yes, you may. And he walked in the water. He was doing it for a moment. And then the wind started blowing, the waters and all that. And he kind of took his focus off of that mind state, and he began to sink in the waters. Right? But still, at that time when he said, save me, right? And the Messiah, you know, lifted him up, right? Grabbed him from the waters, right? He still had that oil of gladness, that spirit was still there. He's still walking on the waters, right? So all the fellows, the companions, the disciples, I and I can do so, right? But his measure, of course, is greater as we see the measure of the high priest to the fellow priests who were the Christians. The Hebrew Christians were the priests, right? So now, we can't say that all Israel was anointed, because that would not be true. All Israel wasn't anointed. So we need to ask the question, well, who was anointed? So just in understanding the whole principle of anointing, even at this point, at this point here is the Christ type, and as we go further, we'll see that priests, right, certain prophets, right, as well as certain kings, right, well, kings according to the Hebrew principle also. So for the Hebrews, priests, prophets, and kings were all anointed. So here we're getting another type of priest, prophet, and king. But see, instead of us saying that, well, every one of us is priest, prophet, and king, we must first of all look upon the type, the example, right? And then, as his man said, do the best in our human manifest to approximate that example. That's what it is, to live it out, right? To live it up and to live it out, right? And that is the relationship that we have with the sons of Aaron. Think about that for a moment. You know, are we Christ's sons in that sense, like the sons' sons? No, we his brothers. He's our big brother, right? But through him, right, and the faith in him, does he give us authority to become sons of Elohim, of his Elohim that has anointed him with the oil of gladness above thy fellows? So we have that standard, you know, the destined, you know, for us by the great creator, the summit. That's why, you know, that standard, which is that summit, you know, that Zion in the vision. So just to point that out right here as well. And let's see, what else we had? Okay, the blood was applied, the anointing of the priest, right? And then the food of the priest as well, the food of the priest. Obviously, the workman is worthy of his labor, right? And then the tenth. So we have 10 items. That's also interesting. 10 items of those who would be the intermediaries, so to speak, right? Because all of Israel was not worthy, right? Because of the golden calf, right? Because of that. In a sense, what they needed to do was see a true type of burnt offering and sacrifice with even the better promises to come, right? They had to be, you say, familiarized with a higher pattern, right? So this is also another condescension in that sense of it, right? You know, in order, right, so that they would grow, right? And this is where we can now look at these things and not cut off the Old Testament. Just to point out that word of His Majesty too, where he speaks about, you know, the Bible should not be cut into portions. Now, in the right context of that, it's not speaking about our Torah portion where things are studied, because even in the Orthodox Church, we have certain areas of Scripture that is studied appropriately at certain times, right, and teach us to number our days, right? But to say that, well, hey, because this book has debtors and sacrifices in it, we shouldn't look at it because we rise safari and we don't, like some, well, some might still have a carnal mind, you know, maybe they have a carnal mind, or their mentality, right, is carnal. That's what will be the carnal mind. You know, and growing in grace. So the 7 days, right, lead us forward to the eighth day, right, the eighth day. There's some more of the typology that we'd like to touch on, I think, a little bit more than the strange fire. Oh, boy. We have the strange fire also coming up. Now, the connection of that fire, right, where the priests used the flames from the altar to light the menorah. Remember, it was, you know, the fire on the altar was originally ignited by the presence or the face of Ha Elohim. Of he who be, who he be. His presence. So when you speak about the face, you might say presence. You might even use a kind of, is that like an adverb or something like that? Prepositional, like when we say before the Lord. Lifnei, defanai, fenei, panei, right? Before his face, before his presence, right? But we like to bring out a little more of the inner sense of it, the perception. We said, let this mind be in you. That the altar fire was holy fire, set apart fire, because that fire was ignited by the perception of Elohim. And the sacred fire was never to be extinguished, never to be put out. So there'll be highs and lows, so to speak, but the fire never to be extinguished. The fire on the altar is to be kept burning on him. The fire shall be kept burning continually on the altar. It is not to go out. So that's a very important emphasis right there, the fire. There's a moral fire. Because some of us may have an idea, you know, we say fire, fire, burn, fire this, fire that. But it's loose fire. This here teaches us a discipline both in the 25th and coming up right here is the 26th. Shemini. I noticed before it's the 2 and the 6. Notice that right there is 8, and here's come to 8th day, the ordination. Right? The ordination. Now, in this Torah portion upcoming, I have a few interesting things. The priests begin their ministry, the sons of Aaron. But then we have the strange fire of Nadab and Abihu. We have a holy Elohim, a set-apart Elohim, to be reflected by a holy people. Now, even right there at chapter 11, reminds Zionai what's mentioned about the 10 words, his advice to all. Right? So we get some of the dietary, rephrase, the liberty. Right? But see, this was the liberty then. Now, we understand the principles. Now, here it speaks about a lot of different animals. Even from that, we can learn, right, according to the principle. There's a principle here. It's condescension of his will, right, to the people where they are, that through this order, right, may they learn and may they grow to receive the higher type. So the principles still apply, right? Now, this is not to say that, oh, well, these sort of animals. If one were to, right, and one were to do it according to this, it is still according to his word, and there's a real principle, but there's a new way and a living way. But we just point to this right here because the liberty, their food, you know, the food, right? When we talk about the law, the change of law, and all that, this is like a change of law, right? You know, priesthood requires a change of law, but the type is still righteousness. Righteousness in and for these days. But looking through that, I'm reminded of how when the Ark of the Covenant came into Ethiopia and the Covenant of Guest, there was two first words that the Covenant of Guest records that the sons of Zadok. So speaking about the sons of Zadok, I think Mariam Tanei in the Sacred Geometry broadcast, I think from Shabuah or so ago, she touched on that right there. Well, the sons of Zadok, right? You had the Sacred Geometry and the pattern. Right, and here we have the sons of Zadok, Azarias, you know, the sons of Zadok. And when it came forth to Ethiopia, there's two main things that Covenant of Guest records. It says that they then, when they reached the city of Makeda, right, they declared, I think the 10 words, right, they declared like the Shema, the 10 words, and they declared the Levitical, what we have here. The Levitical, the liberty, right? One might say the dietary laws right here, right? Because this is from the, you could say the lowest degree, right? And then what we have in the New Covenant is a higher degree. But this is on like that ground zero, right, of what is acceptable, especially when we consider, you know, the sanitary conditions. That's why there's a lot of emphasis on even health-related regulations. If you look at them isolatedly, you know, they might seem somewhat disjointed, and we say, oh, look what they was doing, or, you know, we superimpose some of these crazy views today. But if we look at it as it connected with the times that it was in, it was a very important stepping stone that, socially speaking, has fallen, humanity has fallen, kind of in a sense where, in a very objective, real sense, truth sense, much of this may be required again to civilize the nations. Just at the basic. I know people talk about, oh, well, you know, in the New Testament sense, that we are talking New Testament sense. It says when those broken branches are grafted into their own vine and their fig tree. You know what I mean? See, there's a time of grace that was appointed for Israel in order that his word would be fulfilled. He gave Israel, he put Israel like on the timeout, allowed the nations, right? He turned to the nations with the Messiah, with Christ and Christianity, a lot of that came out from that. And there was some good. Let's point out there was some good to that. Often people say, well, you know, just the European, the white nation, it was all bad, it was all bad. Now, stop lying. First of all, it wasn't all white folks, but there was righteous black folks and righteous white folks, and there was the unrighteous as well. It's a spiritual warfare. It's been a spiritual warfare ever since it was declared a spiritual warfare. So, see, we have to stay within that mind, right, regardless of whatever time it is, but also see things contextually in this time. So here we have Shemini coming forward, just looking over this right here. Israel, it must be remembered, was a nation living on the earth under a theocratic government. So this chapter here, this Torah portion, chapter 11, one should make a reference to it, at least in your studies, you know, compare and contrast and ask yourself, isn't it interesting? In the Covenant of Guest, we have this chapter here, one of the first words said, when the 12,000 from each of the firstborn sons of Israel came forward with King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba's only son, Menelik Ibn Hakim Bein Alechem, also known as Dagmawi Dawit, David II, came forward with the Ark of the Covenant. This was what was also declared along with the Ten Words and the Shema. This is why those are foundation. So moving forward. Yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabain Ruahak Adosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Chapter 9. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, Take thee a young calf for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, Take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil, for today the Lord will appear unto you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, Go unto the altar, and offer thy sin offering, and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself and for the people. and offer the offering of the people and make an atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. Aaron therefore went unto the altar and slew the calf of the sin offering which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the caul above the liver of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood which he sprinkled round about upon the altar. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof and the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin, as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and offered it according to the manner.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And he brought the meat offering, and took an handful thereof, and burnt it upon the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people, and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Flash! Perfect! Blessed! More fire! More fire!
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make,
true.
The journeys we take. That's why me I tell it straight.
Never see the rise and the long side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star.
But you never know that I come from far. The long journey and the tiring trip. When I'm on the road, love fills me up with chip. Today I'm in Trinidad. Tomorrow in Brazil for a big big show. I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work. Gotta sacrifice. Got to work. In a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good good sight you will come. Go to the north and I go south. I go east west, so I'm all about doing my work up front. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles the place and I just can't forget. Fully for times I practice to bring my people to truth music. So I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. Got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work. Gotta sacrifice. Got to work. Got to pay the price. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work. Gotta sacrifice. You got to work. In a dish your life. Respect to the working class. You know you reap the benefits at last.
Class.
lazy body better get up your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good vibe you will receive.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat shalom. Sendet salam. Here picking up with the 26 RSS. Shemini. Shemini. The 8th. Yeah? Simintan Yawum. And on the 8th day, Bayom HaShemini. Here picking up with the third book of Moshe. Third book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus. Here picking up at the third reading from the third book of Moshe, picking up with Leviticus chapter 9. Chapter 9 to chapter 11, verse 47, for this 26th Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ainai and your Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat strong, Shemini, Ha, Shemini, the 8th, Bayom, Ha, Shemini. B'shem Ha'av Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here we're picking up with the Kaf Wow. Kaf Wow, the 26th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here at chapter 9, 8. Vayehi Bayom Ha Shemini Kara Moshe Le Aharon U Le Banayo U La Zikne Israel. The priests Ha Kohanim begin their ministry. Chapter 9. And it came to pass, Vayehi, and it came to pass on the 8th day, Vayehi Bayom Ha Shemini, that Moses called Ara Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. That Moses called Aaron and his sons, Ara Moshe, Le Aharon U Le Banayo, and the elders of Israel, Ula Zikne Israel. And he said to Aharon, take thee a young calf for a chatat, sin, a lack, forfeiture, akri offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering without blemish, and offer them lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, and to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, thou shalt speak, saying, take ye, take y'all, a kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, for a olah, for a burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering, burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for Shlamim, peace offerings, to sacrifice lifnei Yahweh before he who be, who he be. And a meal, mincha, minka offering, mingled with shemen, with oil. For today the Yahweh will appear to you. Ki Yahayomi Yahuwah Nira'ah. Kia Hayomi Yahuwah Nira Elekem. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, before the Ohel Moed, before the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment. And all the congregation drew near and stood Lifnei Yahweh before he who be, who he be. And Moshe said, this is the thing which the Yahweh commanded that ye, that y'all should do. And the glory of the Yahweh shall appear to you. Vayomer Moshe, ze ha-dabar ha-shatziwa Yahuwah, ta-esuwa with ye-yara elekem kabodi Yahuwah. And Moshe said to Aharon, go to HaMizbeach, go to the altar, and offer thy chatat, thy sin offering, and thy olah, thy burnt offering, and make a kapar, an atonement for thyself and for Ha'am, the people, the people, the people, the people, the people, the people. and offer the offering of Ha'am, the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Yahweh commanded. Aharon therefore went to HaMizbeach, the altar, and slew the calf of the Chatat, the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aharon brought the blood, Hadam, to him, and he dipped his finger in Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, and poured out Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. But the chalev, the fat, and the kidneys, and the caul above the liver of the Chatat, the sin offering, he burnt upon HaMizbeach, the altar, as Yahweh commanded Moshe. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew Ha'olah, the burnt offering, and Aharon's Benayo sons presented to him Hadam, the blood, which he sprinkled round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And they presented the burnt offering to him, with the pieces thereof, and the rosh, the head, and he burnt them upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and he washed the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offerings on HaMizbeach, the altar. And he brought Ha'am's, the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the Chatat, the sin offering for Ha'am, the people, and slew it, and offered it for Chatiat, Chatat, sin, as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the man.
And hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemini, Shabbat Ha Shemini. On the eighth day, here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9, here at verse 17, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering up here. Vayakrev etaha mincha, vaya maleya kapo, miya menah, vaya yakater Allah, Ha Mizabeyach, Milavada Olata Ha Boker. And he brought the meal offering and took an handful thereof and burnt upon the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. Wayakreba etta ha mincha. And he brought the meat, the meal, the mincha. Offering. Vayakrev etaha mincha. Vayamale kapo mimenah. And took an handful thereof and burnt upon the altar. Vayakter ala ha mizbeach milvada olata haboker. Beside the burnt sacrifice, the olat, the burnt sacrifice, the holocaust offering, the olata haboker, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning.
And he brought the meat offering, and took an handful thereof, and burnt it upon the altar, beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar round about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people, and blessed them, and came down from offering of the sin offering, and the burnt offering, and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation, and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord, glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people.
Vayavo Moshe,
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
until the crown was cast down, yeah. I'm the ancient of days, King Haile Selassie, I die. You know, with his garments as white as snow, his hair as pure as wool. Ready,
Ethiopia menage, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 112 بقنف 113 هللويا يا اغزيابير بارياوچ هوي አመስግኑ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ከአለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት። አሌሉያ።
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
መዝሙር 112 በቅንፍ 113 ሃሌሉያ። የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑ፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ከአለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት። አሌሉያ። መዝሙር 112 በቅንፍ 113 ሃሌሉያ። የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑ፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም አመስግኑ። ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ብሩክ ይሁን። ከፀሐይ መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ የእግዚአብሔር ስም ይመስገን። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ሁሉ ላይ ከፍተኛ ነው፣ ክብሩም ከሰማያት በላይ ነው። እንደ አምላካችን እንደ እግዚአብሔር ማን ነው? በላይ የሚኖር በሰማይና በምድር የተዋረዱትን የሚያይ ከአለቆች ጋር ከሕዝቡም አለቆች ጋር ያኖረው ዘንድ ችግረኛን ከመሬት የሚያነሳ ምስኪኑንም ከፋንድያ ከፍ ከፍ የሚያደርግ መካኒቱን በቤት የሚያኖራት ደስ የተሰኘችም የልጆች እናት የሚያደርጋት። ሃሌሉያ።
Salanta, Tenayas, Teling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Asara Sost. Mezmor Meto Asara Sos, Psalm 113, according to the royal order, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even Karmawi Karmawi Haile Selassie. And here we compare and contrast from the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, alongside the KJV. Here Mekai and I ride up. With some Ab, we're willed, we're manifested, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. እንጀምራለን. We begin and it seems ለታላቁና ለመሐሪው ጌታ ምስጋና. For the great ለታላቁ Na and na and le talaku for the talaku for the great le talaku na le mehariu and for the merciful mehariu geta for the merciful Lord for the merciful Lord the merciful Adonai le mehariu geta miskana 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 thanks and praise he breakly the Torah this psalm is themed praise praise Elohim praise Jah hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah song. Make I nine ride up. Kuter an, hallelujah. Exiabi habari awotoy, ameskenut. Exiabi harinema sem ameskenu, 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 ameskenu. Hallelujah. Praise ye, Yah, praise ye, Jah. Hallelujah, praise ye, Yah, praise ye, he who be. Praise, O ye servants of Ekeziah, the sustainer. Praise the name of Ekeziah, the sustainer, the good generous Ab, Father. Hallelujah. Ye, Ekeziah, Baria, O Toy, Ameskenut. Ye, Ekeziah, Renem Sim, Ameskenu, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Kazari Jimrois Kazalalem Dures, Ye Gaziavia Sim, Baruch Yehun. Blessed be the name of Egaziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father. From this time, from this hour, forth, forward, and forevermore. Kazare Jimro is Kazalalem Dures, Ye Egaziavia Sim, Baruch Yehun, Kazare, from today, Jemro, starting from today, Kazare, Jemro, Iska, until Zalalem, the Foraiva, Deres, reaching to the Foraiva, Ye Egeziavi Her Sim, the name, the Shem, the Hashem, the Sim, Ye Egeziavi Her Sim, Baruch, 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 bless, Baruch Yehun, Baruch Yehun, let it be blessed, may it be blessed, Kuter Source, verse 3. Katahaya mocha jemro, iska megbiawa deres, ye ekaziavi herasim, ye mesken. From the rising of the sun, katahai mocha jemro, starting from the rising of the sun, katahai mocha, mocha, the coming out of the sun, the coming out, katahai mocha jemro, iska megbiawa, until it's going, it's entering in from the rising of the sun to the going down, KJV says, the going down, it says, iska megbiawa, until it's exit. Right, exit. Iska megbiyaw deres. Ye ekeziavi herasim yimeskan. The name of ekeziavi, the sustainer. Yod hey we hey Yahweh Yahweh. He who be who he be. His divine majesty yimeskan. Ekeziavi herasim yimeskan. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Egziavi herbe ahizav hululai keftenyano. Kubruma kasamayata belaino. The Lord, Ekeziavi, the sustainer, is high above all nations. The Ahizav Hululai Keftenyano. Keftenya is high, high, high. The Ahizav, the peoples. Ahizav Hulu, the Ahizav Hululai above all the people. Keftenyano. Kavrum and his glory. Kavrum, his Kavru. Kavru, his glory. Kavrum and his glory. Kasamayat. From the heavens, Belaino is from the heavens above. Kavrum, Kasamayata, Belaino. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Indam lakachin, inda ekziavia manno, Belaia minor. Who is like to the Lord, ekziavihar, our God, amlakachin, our source. Inda amlakachin, inda ekziavihar, manno, man, who, nau, is it? Manno, manno, in the Amlakachin, in the Gziaviat, manno, Belai, Yeminor, who dwelleth Belai, above, on high, Belai, Yeminor, the one who be, the one who exists, the one who dwelleth on high, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Besamayina, Bemidra, Yetewara, Dutina, Yemiyai, who humbleth himself,
who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. Besamayina, besamay, in the samay, in heaven, besamayina, and the midr, on earth, on the earthly plane, yetawaradutinna yamiyai. He sees those who are, you know, he humbled himself, right? He humbled himself. It's interesting right here. We ride up with Kuter. Here we have Kuteroch, Sabata, Iska, Cement, verses 7 and 8 as one verse. Kalikochgar, Kahizbuma, Likochgar, Yanorozen, Chigrenyana, Kamerejem, Yanesa. Miss Kinunema Kafandia Kafkafim Yadarig. He riseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people, Ka'alik Ochgar, with the princes Kahizboom, and from the people Alik Ochgar Yanorozen, to set him, that he may set him with the princes, with the leaders, the Alik Och, even the leaders, the princes of his people. Chigrenyana kamereitem yanesa. Chigrenya, the poor. Chigrenyan kamerate, from the dust, from the field. Kamereitem yanesa, yamiyanesa, to lift up. Miskinunim, the needy. Miskinunim kafandia, the dunghill. Kafandia, from the dunghill. Miskinunim kafandia, kafkafim yadarig, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even the princes of his people. Kuta Zeteng, verse 9. Mekanituna bebeitem ya norat, desa yetesanyechim, ye lijochinatim ya dargat, hallelujah. He maketh the barren woman to keep house. Mekanitun bebeita yemiya norat. He sets the mekanitun bebeit, in the bait, in the house, in house. He maketh the barren to keep house. Mekanitun bebeit yemiya norat. Desa yetesenyachim. Des, happy, joyful. Desa yetesenyachim. One who experiences happiness and joyful. She who experiences happiness and joyfulness. Des yetesenyachim. Ye lijochinat. Ye lijoch. Ye of lijoch. Lijoch, lijoch. Children. Ye lijoch of children. Inat. Mother of children. Ye lijochinat. Ye miyadargat. And maketh her to be a joyful, happy mother of children. Hallelujah. Praise ye, Jah. Rastafari. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Just
Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Overcome this evil. push us dear and they push us here, but they never overcome us. Never.
Yes, hallelujah. Come free me, come free me, come free me. Yes, hallelujah. Come free me, come free me, come free me. It won't be too long. The evil going down upon me. It won't be too long. The evil going down upon me. Come let's rejoice, come let us say grace. Come let's rejoice, come let us say grace. Yes, hallelujah. Come free me, come free me, come free me. Yes, hallelujah. Come free me, come free me, come free me. Yeah, running down.
Come free me, come free me.
Yes, hallelujah.
praise ye the Lord.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Abde Adonai. Hallelujah et Shem Adonai. Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach Me'ata ve'ad Olam. Mim Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulal Shem Adonai. Ram Al Kol Goyim Adonai Al Hashamayim Kevodo. Nik Adonai Eloheinu Hammagdihi Lashavet Hammashpili Lirot Bashamayim Uva'aretz. Mekimi me'afar dal, me'ashpot yarim evyon. Lehoshiv im nedivim, im nedive ammo. Moshivi akeret habbayit, em habbanim semeha, hallelujah.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Abde Adonai. Hallelujah et Shem Adonai. Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach Me'ata ve'ad Olam. Mim Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mehulal Shem Adonai. Ram Al Kol Goyim Adonai Al Hashamayim Kevodo. Mik Adonai Eloheinu Hammagdihi Lashavet Hammashpili Lirot Bashamayim Uva'aretz. Mekimi me'afar dal, me'ashpot yarim evyon. Lehoshiv im nedivim, im nedive ammo. Moshivi akeret habbayit, em habbanim semeha, hallelujah.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now.
now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
We never look back, but here this is we. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss and we. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss and we. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, miss and soldiers of the cross. I feel yourself the left, the wrong, and a deal with the right, with a wrong. No pussy inside it. Tonight, with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As I sword, we never look back, but here this is we.
Left up to left of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
The English language,
see the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, Mizmor, Kof, Yod, Gimel, Kof, Yud, Gimel, Kof, Yod, Gamel. Psalm, CXIII, Psalm 113, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise. That these psalms may have come together at this particular time, but the context here is the Exodus. But it's interesting that these particular psalms and today's daily psalm, Hallelujah, praise ye, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Yah. Now we have in today's daily psalm, we have a couple of sections to today's daily psalm, namely verses 1 to 3, the summons to Hallelujah, 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 praise ye, Hallelujah, 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 the exaltation, exalt ye, Hallel, Hallel, y'all, Hallelujah, Yah, he who be. The summons in verses 1 to 3 and verses 4 to 6. Yahweh's, Jehovah's eminence, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's eminence. And in verses 7 to 9, we have his care for the lowly, for the downtrodden, right? His care, Jah's care for the lowly, for the poor. We have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Yehovah. Hallelujah, et Hashemi Yehovah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, he who be. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Avdei Yehovah, the Avdei, the servants of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Hallelujah, a command to praise, to Hallel, Hallel y'all, Elil y'all, the name of Jehovah. Hallelujah, et Hashemi Yehovah. Et Shem Yahuwah, Et Shem Yahuwah, Et Shemi Yahuwah, Yehi Shemi Yahuwah, Mevorak, Me'ata, We'ada Olam. Blessed be the name of he who be who he be. Yehi Shemi Yahuwah, Mevorak. Blessed, Mevorak, Mevorak, Mevorak. Blessed be Yehi Shemi Yahuwah. Shame, Yahweh, shame, Yahweh, Mivorak, Mivorak, blessed, may Ata, from now, from this time, from this Iowa, may Ata, we Ada Olam, from this Iowa forth, and for Iva, may Ata, we Ad Olam, from this Ata, this Iowa, may Ata, we Ad. And forth, from this time and forth, Olam, for Iva. Mi mizrach shemesh adamevo mehulal shemi Yehova. From the rising of the sun, mi mizrach shemesh. From the mizrach, mi mizrach shemesh. From the rising of the shemesh of the sun, adamevo, to the going down thereof, or to its going forth, its entering in. Ad mevo'o, mevo'o, Adam mevo'o, Adam mevo'o, mehulal lashemi Yehova. The name of Jehovah, Jehovah's name, is to be praised. Mehulal is to be hallel, elild, is to be praised. Mehulal shemi Yehova. The summons to hallelujah, to the avdei Yehovah, to the servants of Jehovah. Some exegetes, they understand the phrase of the loyal. This is saying the loyal among Israel, the avdei, the servants, avdei Yehovah, the worshippers. But verse 3 rather suggests that the call is made to all, both Jew and Gentile, both Israelites and the goyim and the nations who acknowledge Yahuwah, who acknowledge he who be who he be. The name of Yahuwah, Shem Yahuwah, Shemi Yahuwah, the name of Jehovah. It is Ha'el, El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, as he has revealed himself, the Hashem, the name, Hashem, HaKadosh, the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, that men and people are exhorted to build them up to praise, to give thanks, to praise, to Isaac. So we have the first verse, Hallelujah, Avdei Yehovah, Hallelujah, Et Hashemi Yehovah. Here, the bait verse, Yehi, Shem Yehovah, Mevorak, Me Ata Ve'ada Olam. From this I will forth, on account of his redemption of Yisrael, of the Yehudi, even the black and the brown Jews, from Babylon, from the Babylonian captivity, the Yehudi from the Babylonian captivity, it is an event of eternal significance. And so his praise, his eyes is must continue, must itinue for all time, for all Iowa. Me ata we ada olam, mimi zarach shemesha ada nebo. From the rising, the Mizrach, from the east, the rising of the Shemesh, the sun, Ad, going forward till Ad Mivo'o, Mivo'o, Ad Mivo'o, till the going down is a translation, but Bo means to go or to enter in. Here we have Ad Mivo'o, Ad Mivo'o, till it's going forward. Mihulala Shemi Yehova. It is also an event of universal import, so that all men, all humanity, from the east, Mimizrach, to the west, Adamivo, throughout the world in its entirety may discern his might and his supremacy, the supremacy of his divine majesty, and offer him praise and offer him eyes. Here the Dalet, the fourth, the Hey, and the Vav verses 4-6. Ram, Al kol goyim, Yahuwah, al hashemayim, ku avodo, mi yakai Yahuwah Eloheinu, ha magdavihi la shavet, ha mashapili elirota, vashemayim uva aret. Jehovah is high above all nations. Ram, al kol goyim, Yahuwah. Above, high above, Ram, high, all above, kol, go, all, goyim, all kol, goyim, high above all nations and nationalities, Ram, all kol, goyim, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be who he be is high above all nations, all hashemayim, kavodo, his glory, kavodo, 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 his kavodo, kavodo, his glory, all hashemayim, is above, all hashemayim, above the heavens, all hashemayim, kavodo, he who be, we be in the nations. His glory is above, hashemayim, the heavens. The heavens declare the kavod, the glory of El Elohim. We have this in Psalm 19, around about verse 2. But they can only convey a partial impression of it. His glory, the glory, kavodo, kavodo, kavod, covered, the kabod, the kubr, right? His glory transcends what they reveal. Hey, verse 5, Mi kayyahuwa Eloheinu, ha magabihi la shavet. Who is like to he who be, who he be, Ainai Elohim? Mi kayyahuwa Eloheinu? Who is like to Jehovah, Ainai Elohim? Mi kayyahuwa Eloheinu? Ha magabihi la shavet. That is enthroned, he who is enthroned on high. Ha magabihi la shavet, la shavet, la shavet. That is enthroned on high, who exalteth to dwell, who exalteth to dwell. Ha magabihi la shavet. He designated his dwelling place high above the universe, the universe. And as such, he is a transcendent El, Elohim, true good, true. The Vav, the Wow, Wowway verse, the sixth verse. Ha, Masha Pili Lirot, Bashamayim, Uva Aret. Ha, Masha Pili Lirot, that looketh, he who looketh, he who be who he be, is he who looketh down low. Ha, Masha Pili Lirot, Bashamayim, Uva Aret, upon the heaven, Bashamayim, and upon the earth. Uva aret, uba aret. That looketh down low. He who be, who he be, who he be. He who cometh down low to look. Ha mashapili lirot. The Hebrew brings out the sense of he who cometh down low to look. Ha mashapili lirot. Who cometh down low to look. Transcendence is only one aspect of his nature. Of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. It does not preclude his concern about the welfare of his creatures, his creation. An attribute of great importance for the theological conception of Elohim, of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. One upon which both biblical and rabbinical literature laid especial stress and emphasis is his condescension and humility. Is he who be who he be, his condescension and humility of his divine majesty. This truth, this objective reality, this truth has a religious, a really just, and a true spiritual depth that no philosophy can set forth. Only Ha Elohim, only the Elohim of revelation, only the Elohim of revelation, revelation reveals the truth. Only the Elohim, true good, true God of revelation, is near to man in his frailty. And need, ready to hear his sighs, answer his supplication, count his tears and relieve his wants, his lacks, when his own power fails. So this sense right here says that looketh down low upon heaven and earth. In the Hebrew, ha mashapili lirot, who cometh down low to look, bashamayim uva aret, upon heaven and upon the earth. Upon the universe in its entirety. As the combination of the two nouns, it indicates in Bereshith, in the first book of Moshe, the first verse, Genesis 1 and 1. And here to fulfill today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Mizmur, Kof, Yod, Gimel, Kof, Yod, Gamel. Here we have verses 7 to 9. 7 to 9. We have verses 7 to 9, the Zayin verse. Mikimi me afardal me ashpota yarema evyon. He who be is who riseth up the poor out of the dust. Mikimi me afardal me afar from the afar me afar me afar. Mikimi me afardal the dal the poor. Me ashpota yarem evyon. And lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill. Me ashpota yarem evyon. And lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill. His care for the lowly. This verse and the first half of the next are quoted here from 1 Samuel. Samuel Kedemawi. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. The poor, dal, as we have here, who rises up the dal out of the dust. Mikimi me afar dal, the dal, as we have in Psalm 41, round about verse 2, a person who is brought low, dal, by illness or misfortune, mekimi me afar dal, me ashpota yarem evyon, out of the dust, come down and sit in the dust, in Yeshayahu and Isaiah XLVII and 1, Isaiah 47 and 1, alluding to the practice of sitting on the ground in a time of mourning, sitting on the ground in a time of sorrow, in a time of mourning, in a time of lamentation, out of the dust, may afar, from the afar, may from afar, may afar dal, mekimi me afar dal, me ashpota yarem evyon, the needy, from the dung hill, the heaps of dung and other debris that used to be in front of the oriental houses in the east, the dung hill, me ashpot, right, the heaps of dung and other debris. Beggars and lepers were used to sit on these artificial hills, soliciting by looks and gestures, if not by words, the gifts of the inmates of the houses. So they would sit outside one's houses, like on their trash, on their garbage. It says right here that he lifteth up the needy, me'ashpota yare evyon, out of the dung hill. Le ho shvi aima nidre amo, that he may set him with princes. Le ho shvi aima nidre Ammo, even with the princes of Ammo, of his people, Ima Nidre Ammo. Set him with princes. Le ho shvi im nidivim, the princes, nidivim, Ima Nidivim. Le ho shvi Ima Nidivim, set him with princes. Elevate, because to level up, to elevate his social status. We have this connection here in Eov and Job, XXXVI and 7, Job 36 and 7. The princes of his people, the princes of Ammo, of his people, more honorable than the princes of heathen nations and nationalities are the princes of his people. The phrase, some say, is omitted right here in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and Samuel Kedemawi chapter 2 verse 8, and is added here for the purpose of what is called in the linguistics parallelism, the parallelism right here. But here, bringing us to the fulfillment verse right here, that was the chet right here, the 8th verse right here. Moshevi ikareta habayit em habanim se mecha hallelujah. He who be, who he be is. It says, praise be his name, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be who he be. So it says, who is like unto he who be who he be? Mi ka Yahuwah Eloheinu. Who is like to he who be who he be? And saying that he is the one who looketh down low, or who cometh down to low to look. He raised up the poor out of the dust. He lift up the needy out of the dunghill, right? So he may set him with princes, right? Even the princes of his people, who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house. Moshevi, ikareta habayit. The psalmist, no doubt, had the instance of Hannah in mind, having quoted her song, but he was also influenced by the imagery of Isaiah, Isaiah LIV and 1, Isaiah 54 verse 1, and Isaiah 66 verse 8, where Zion in her desolation, even the African Zion in her desolation, is compared to a barren woman. And in her restoration to a mother with her children happily gathered about her. Now the Targum paraphrases, maketh the community of Yisrael, that was like a barren woman who sat pale, pale with longing for the menfolk of her house to dwell full of crowds, like a mother rejoicing over her children. And here in the fulfillment verse, Moshevi ekarata habayit, who is who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house. Aim habanim, simecha, as a simecha, 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 joyful. Aim, mother habanim, of children, of sons. Aim habanim, simecha, hallelujah. Praise ye, he who be. Praise ye, Jah. 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 Praise ye, Jah.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Glory to Rastafari. Glory to Rastafari. Glory to Rastafari.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I Rastafari. So call in, 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 call in. Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. The replay. 515-602-9761. Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 113. And there's a part in verse 3. We didn't go into like more detail, but in listening to, we want to share it right here, here. Yes, I 90 seconds, y'all, 90 seconds to call in right here. Got the prompt right here, 90 seconds to call in here, the full of full. Either now or catch the replay. But here, today's daily psalm is this third verse right here. Let's bring this out, this third verse right here, where it says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Jehovah's name to be praised. This verse right here, here, here. Went through the basics of it, but something about the whole debate and the reasoning about whether the earth is like flat or whether it's a ball. I think neither of them is quite true, but the horizon definitely is flat. You know, there's a flat horizon, but it's not flat, but it's definitely not this ball bouncing around. But the whole thing about the sun right here, here the Hebrew says, mizrach, from the mizrach. This is translated here as rising, mizrach. It says, mizrach shemesh. Mi mizrach, from the rising. But the word for rising here, this is where some of the confusion may come out. For the rising is not as we say going up, like we have the Allah and the Olah, the burnt offerings, and the Aliyah, the rising up, even the returning to the land, the going up, even to the feast, the Allah right there. It's not the Olah. It's not that rising up, like something actually going up or down, but the word here is mizrach, the place, referring to the place of sunrise or also pointing to the east. But the actual word coming from the root word is zarach. So we have the word here, zarach, and this means to rise, to come forth, to break out, to arise in the sense of to shine. To rise, to come out, to appear. So this here, according to Hebrew, even further reinforces the flat horizon, right? Likening the sun to like a needle going over the earthly plane, like a racket right here. As we bring out the sense of the Hebrew here, mizrach,
Shemesh. Shemesh, word in the Hebrew for sun. There's another word as well, but this is the word used here for sun, the Shemesh. Mi, from the Mizrach, from the rising as the coming out, the appearing of the light. So here it's pointing to the shooting forth of the beams of the Shemesh. So from the irradiation of the Shemesh, the rising in the sense of the rising of the light of the sun, the appearing of the light of the sun. But furthermore, in this verse right here, that's just the first two words, Mi Mizrach Shemesh, from the rising of the light of the sun. Ad, going forward, right? Forward, Ad, Mi Bo'o, Mi Bo'o. And it's going forward. The word bo is to go. So it's the rising of the light, the appearing of the light, and it's going forward. Not the sense of rising like it's spinning around and the sun is going up and down. No, but the rising, the appearing, right, of the light and the going forth. Just like that needle on the rectum analogy. And then it concludes here with mihulal, mihulal, the one who is to be eluted, the exaltation, that word sound of big up, the big up in sense of big up, bigging up, he who be who he be. Mehulal Shem, bigging up the Shem, the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. So right there, that sense of rising need to be clarified. When it speaks of the sunrise is the rising of the light, the appearing of the light, and the sun going forward, not going up or down, but going forward. It's rising, the rising of the light, and it's going forward. So that brings out more of the sense of, you know, to the flat or to the flat horizon, right? The earth is not flat, but it's definitely not a ball. Yes, Rastafari. But here, make we ride up right here. Just wanted to share that because we listen. You know, we didn't go into the full of that there, and one might hear the sense of rising and don't recognize that the word zarach has to do with light, a light rising, a light, like light appearing, like somebody in a long distance away, they have a flashlight, as they get close, the light rises up, the light appears on the eye.
We can rely on the
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Avde Adonai. Hallelujah, Shem Adonai. Yishem Adonai, Mevorach. Me'ata ve'ad olam. מזרח שמש עד מבואו, מהולל שם אדוני, קם על כל גויים אדוני, על השמיים כבדו, מיק אדוני אלוהינו, עד בהיל השבת המשפילי נראות, בשמיים ובארץ מקימים מהפרדל, השפוט ירים הביאו שבעים נדיבים, עם נדיבי עמו, ושבעי הכרת הבית עם הפנים, צמח, הללויה.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Avdei Adonai, hallelujah, Shem Adonai, Yishem Adonai, Mevorach, Me'ata ve'ad olam, Mizam Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, Me'ulam Shem Adonai, Ram Al Kol Goyim Adonai, Ala Shamayim Kirodo, Mik Adonai Eloheinu, Anfihi Lashavet, Amnashpidi Nirot, Bashamayim Uvarit Mekimim Ha'Kavdal, Ashkot Yerim Evionu Shivim Nedivim, ושיבי הקראת הבית עם הבנים צמח, הללויה.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, here, Midrash, a little study on today's daily psalm. It's a little small, but enough, packed in. Here with this insane verse where it says, the going down, just in listening to the KJV, the word on the ball. From bo means to go. It's not to go down, but like going nebo'o, the entrance, the coming in. So it's coming in, entering in, but it's from the root idea of going, the sense of bo, like to go, to come, to go. That's the sense, not going up, not going down, but the light appearing and the light going forward, the light of the Shemesh. Yes, Rastafari. Here, Midrash on today's daily psalm. Why is it hallelujah and not hallelujah Yahweh or Yahuwah?
Here, let's get into a Midrash, a little study from some of the ancient reasonments on the Psalms, from the Midrash of the Tehillim, Hilal, Hilil, like Ilil, like the Iluta, the Iluta, the exaltation, the bigging up. A kind of a word sound for bigging up, praising right there. So we have Psalm Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel. Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel Gamel Kof Yod Gimel. Psalm 113, Psalm CXIII. So here, Midrash, it's little but it's talua. It's small but it has enough. Even why is it hallelujah? It's a question and not hallelujah Yahweh or Yahuwah. Why is it the short, what's called the short form, he who be and not Yahuwah, he who be, who he be? Well, here, the Midrash, the ancient reasonments, give an insight for I and I. So come, make with reason. The Midrash on Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel Of Yod Gimel, Psalm 113. First verse, praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. First verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, hallelujah, Et Hashem Yahuwah, hallelujah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse that we have in Psalm 77, Hebraically numbered verses 6 to 7. The verse that reads in Psalm 77, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance Niginati, I call to remembrance Niginati in the night. I commune with my own heart. So here, Mizmor Ein Zain, Psalm 77, which is themed the cry of affliction, Psalm LXXVIII. I have pondered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Chishabti Yamim Mikedem. Chishavti Yamim Ami Kedem. I have pondered the days of the Kedem, the Yamim, Mi Kedem, from the ancient times. Chishavti. I reckon. Chishavti Yamim Mi Kedem. Shenot Olamim. The Shenot, the Shanas, the years, the Shenot Olamim of the world, often interpreted as it's literally dealing with the worlds, the olamim, but also the ancient periods of time. The past history of Yisrael was reviewed by him with its many illustrations of Jah's providential care, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, Yireh, Jehovah Iri, Yireh. He will see to it, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. Verse 7. Ezkera, Ezkera, Neginati, Balaila, Ezkera, 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 Neginati, Balaila, in the night, Balaila, I will call to remembrance, Ezkera, my song, Neginati, Neginati, I will commune with mine own heart, Aim Bilababi, Asicha, 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 will iditate. Aim le babi. Asicha. Waya chafes. Ruchi. Oh, that's the final part that's not brought out right here, but where it says, and my spirit make a diligent search. Waya chafes. Waya chafes. Ruchi. Ruchi. My spirit, my irit. Waya chafes. Ye chafes. And my irit makes diligent search, searches it out diligently. So here in the Midrash commentary right here on the opening verse of Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel, Of Yud Gamel, we have, praise ye he who be, praise ye Jah, hallelujah, praise, O ye, O your servants of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, hallelujah, hallelujah, all of y'all, hallelujah, praise, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, Abde, Abde, Abed, Abde, servants, workmen, servants of he who be who he be. Praise the name of he who be who he be. Hallelujah, et shem Yahuwah. So it says here, bringing out Psalm 77, the 6th to 7th verse, I have called, Sleeka, I have considered, first part of the verse, I have considered the days of old. I have considered the days, mi kedem, from the kedem. The years of ancient time, the years of the worlds, the Shinota Olamim. I call to remembrance Neginati. I call to remembrance Neginati. Ezkera Neginati. Balaila. Balaila. In the shadow state called the night. Balaila and the Laila. I will commune with my own heart. Aima Levabi. Asicha. Asicha. What? What here is meant by I call to remembrance Neginati. I call to remembrance Ezekera Neginati. So here we have a Midrash note to go to this firstly right here for today's psalm. Usually this is rendered Neginati when we say Bingi in the Hebrew. You know, Nigi note, right? Bingi note. On the Nigi note, Bingi note. Here we have Neginati. Neginati is usually translated from the Hebrew as my song. Neginati, Neginati, I call to remembrance my song in the night. Ezekera, Neginati, Balaila. So what is meant by I call to remembrance Neginati? Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, they differed. Rav Aibu took it to mean, Neginati, that the congregation, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemy's power. And in this sense, Neginati, meaning the breaking of mine enemy's power, Neginati, as indicated by the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, the verse from Genesis, El Elyon, Elohim, Elyon, God Most High, hath delivered me gain, thine enemies into thy hand. In Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, where it reads, God the Most High, El Elyon, hath delivered, hath me gained thine enemies into thy hand. And so the Edat Yisrael, the aggregation, the witness of Israel says, quote, because I call to remembrance the breaking of mine enemies, Neginati, the breaking of my enemies' power in the night, therefore I commune with mine own heart. And here, the Midrash points to a further reason in the second psalm, the third section. If we have time, we'll go to that, but keeping it moving forward. So Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, he took Neginati to mean that the Edat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I call to remembrance the miracles that thou, the I, didst, did for me, for I in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, if you please, and how I sang songs to thee because of the miracles, the amazing deeds done did for me, how indeed I sang songs and psalms. I sang songs and psalms, chants, Isis to the eye during that night. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, ye y'all shall have a song as in the night when a feast was hallowed, when a feast was set apart, when a feast was ilified. And what was the night when a feast was hallowed, was set apart, was ilified? The night when thou, the I, didst smite the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, as is said even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, where it reads, and it came to pass at midnight that Yahweh, that Jehovah, smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim. Accordingly, Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, took the words, my song, Hebraically, niginati, my song in the night, niginati balayla, to refer to the song of that night when thou, the I, didst redeem us, I and I, and bring us, I and I, forth, forward to freeness. We, I and I, were Parao servants, bondmen, and thou, the I, didst redeem us, redeem I and I, and make us, make I and I, thy, the I servants, the I bondmen. Therefore, it is said, praise, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, and not praise, O ye servants of Paro, of Pharaoh. A different comment on the opening of today's Psalm Mizmor, Kof Yod Gamel, Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113, that reads Hebraically, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, praise He who be, praise, O ye servants of He who be, who He be. Of the generation that uttered these words, Scripture says, according to the Mashal, according to Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 31, verse 26, where it reads, it, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and the law, the Torah of kindness was on it, on her tongue. You can count 26 generations. You can count 26 generations. And here, the Midrash note points us to the commentary, the reasonment on Psalm 105, the third section. You can count 26 generations from the time the Iowa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, created His universe, His universe, until the time the Iowa, that Yisrael, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, went forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. But no one of these generations said, no one, none of these generations said, Hallelujah! Said, praise ye Yah, until Yisrael went forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Mizrayim, went forth from their servitude to clay and to bricks. It was then they said, Hallelujah, praise who be. At just what time, what Iowa, at just what time, what Iowa did the B'nai Yisrael, did the sons of Yisrael say, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise y'all He who be. During the plague of the firstborn, in the night, Parao, Pharaoh, arose and went to Moshe and Aharon, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31, where it reads, and he called for Moshe and Aharon by Laila, by night. And in the Laila, in the night, he knocked on the doors of Moshe and Aharon and said to them, rise up, get you forth from among me, my people. They answered, Fool, are I and I to arise in the night? Are I and I thieves that we should go forth by night? In the morning, in the boker, in the morning, I and I shall leave. It was thus like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, charged us, charged I and I, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, none of y'all, none of you shall go out of the door of Baito, of his bait, of his house, until the boker, until the morning. Paro, Pharaoh said to them, but by that time, all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians will be dead. As is written, even in the 33rd verse of the 12th chapter of Exodus, as it is written, they said, we are all dead men. Moshe and Aharon replied, seekest thou to end this plague? Then say, behold, you are free. Behold, you are your own men. You are no longer servants of mine. You are servants of Jehovah. Whereupon, Pharaoh cried out, saying, formerly, you were my servants, my bondmen. But now, behold, y'all are free. Behold, y'all are your own men. Behold, y'all are servants of Jehovah. And being his servants, y'all are now obliged to praise him, to Isis him, as is said even here in today's daily psalm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, day, Yahuwah, hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, hallelujah, praise, O servants of Jehovah. So, two, scripture says even in Leviticus, Wayikra, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55, for to me, to I, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel are servants, are bondmen. For to me, to I, the children of Israel are servants. And again, in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, ye, y'all, shall have a song as in the night when a feast was hallowed, a feast was set apart, was ilified. In a different targum, a different tergum, interpretation, of the phrase, praise ye Yah, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise y'all Yah, praise y'all he who be. It is observed, why? Why does not scripture say, hallelujah, why does the scripture says, hallelujah, why does not the scripture says, praise ye, praise y'all, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah? Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias Jeremiah explained, in the name of Rav Eliezer Eliza, the world is not worthy enough to praise Elohim with his whole name, but with only half Shemo, with half his name. As is said, even in Psalm 150, at the sixth verse, Hebraically, in Mizmor Kof Non, Kof Nun, the sixth verse where it reads, let everything that has breath praise Yah. Make everything that have breath praise Yah. Call HaNeshama Tehalel Yah. Call all HaNeshama, all the breath, all that have a Neshama, all that have breath, call HaNeshama Tehalel Yah. Praise Yah. Here. We have a Midrash note right here. And it says that only priests, Kohanim, only priests may use Ha-Elohim, Elohim's whole name. Only the priests may use Ha-Elohim's whole name. Hence, here, it is said, Hallelujah, and not Hallelujah or Hallelujah way, but Hallelujah. Praise ye, praise y'all, Yah. Praise y'all he who be. Praise y'all Jah. Praise, O ye, y'all servants of Jehovah. From this verse here in today's psalm, in today's daily psalm, from this verse, the sages, they concluded that the psalms, the chants, the Isis, that are known Hebraically as the Hallel or the Elil, the Hallel, the Elil psalms, should be said by no fewer than three men. So the ancient sages said that the Hallel Psalms should be said by no fewer than three mandem, three men. For to whom is the verse, praise, hallelujah, O ye, O your servants of Jehovah, Abdei, Yahuwah, said? To at least two men, who with the man who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. So for to whom is the verse, hear, 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 hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah, praise, O ye servants of Jehovah, said, to at least two men, mandem, who with the man who speaks the verse makes no fewer than three. Hear, 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 the second part of the verse in today's psalm that reads, and they say, praise the name of Jehovah. And they say in a call and response, so the first man said to the two man them, hallelujah, Abdei Yahuwah. And they respond, hallelujah, et Hashem Yahuwah. They respond, praise the name of Jehovah, the name, the Hashem, in that he made war for us. Praise the name of Yahuwah, praise the name of Jehovah, the Hashem, the name, in that he made war for us, for I and I. As is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name, or Yahuwah, Ish Milchama, Yahuwah Shemo. Jehovah is a man, a Ish of Milchama, of war, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. Shemo, his name. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear the beginning part of the second verse that reads Hebraically, Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Yehi Shem Yahuwah Meborak. From this time, this I will forth, forward, and forevermore, and for evermore. May ata ve'ad olam. From this time, from now, may ata, from now, may ata ve'ad, and forward olam, forward for ever. In this world, they praise him. And when they provoke him, in this world, they praise him. And then they provoke him, but not so in the Zaman Labo, in the time that I were to come. For then they will praise Isaiah him from this time forth and for evermore. May ata wa adolam, from this I will forth and for evermore. Therefore, I say to you, I say to y'all, that you, that y'all also will endure forever, for ever. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be he. He says, you praise me. The I praise I from this time, this I will forth, and for evermore. May Atta with Adolam. With Adolam. With Adolam. With Adolam. With Adolam. So I shall bless you. As scripture says right here, 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 pointing to Psalm 125, the 125th Psalm, Hebraically, the second verse that reads, the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and forever and forever. Jehovah is round about his people from this Iowa forth and forevermore. Here, here from Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, from Psalm 125, that is theme, security in Elohim, security in Jah, Psalm CXXV. Here, 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 the second verse, it says, as the mountains are round, the fuller verse, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Maharim, Asabib, Laha, so Jehovah is round about his people, why Yehovah, Sabib, Le'amo, from this time forth and forever, may ata we'ad olam. Here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari, tell all nations. 90 seconds, brothers and sisters. Seconds, brothers and sisters. Seconds, brothers and sisters. Seconds, brothers and sisters. Seconds, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Rastafari. You not be yourself as it is.
Babylon crackers. Babylon cool, you let up fry your light fritters. Well, I who know it's like that. Only the icons, only free up the knowledge to the youth and new producers. Worse littering is on your litters. Flattering lips, it's a tongue you like bitters. All TV personnel and all radio announcers. Hey, journalists, just get this in on your clippers. Not in the bubble. A big government on them shoulder like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we prepare a Selassie high, seated with high and high and high and high, 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 high. Like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we prepare a Emmanuel high, round high and high and high and high, high, and high, high. Like them not to say are the full men done. Don't to see the robbing, the killing of the black man. Tell you cannot come and say just and all the while. No make no step, we make the ghetto youth ball. You neck no bust because of your name or call. Mountains round about Jerusalem.
Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear O Israel, hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important? 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 Important?
Now this is not science. The science done. All wicked people back up and run. A revival a come. Hear me now. Something in my heart is like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy as can be. Every time I think about Jah Jah and what He has done for me, me I dream something in my heart is like a stream running down. Follow me now, just get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho, get sanctified, just hold up your one because you get sanctified, ho, hold up your foot because you get sanctified, ho, wine and go down because you get sanctified, ho, all of the people them get sanctified, cause real, 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 Jah is so real to me, I know, I love, love him, because he give I the big song, many people that are doubt him, but I can't live without out him. That is why I love him, cause he's so real to me. I real sanctify, get sanctified. All God people gonna get sanctified. Just get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified. Cause Jah make the sea, He make up the land. Then He pass them together with His mighty hand. And can I rip on the mic, me and the champion. All of the people not to come in at the convention. Cause something in my heart is like a stream running down. And it makes me feel so happy, as happy as can be. Every time
might think about Jah Jah and what he has done for me. Hallelujah. Something in my heart is like a stream running down. Trevor, your ball out. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified. No stone in the river, no stone, no stone, no stone, no stone in the river, no stone, no stone, no stone. Pray you get sanctified. You got peace in your heart, no stone in the river, no stone. Follow me now, people, you just get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified. People in England, get sanctified, ho. Up in Canada, get sanctified. Jamaican people, get sanctified, ho. Up in America, get sanctified. Cause something in my heart is like a stream running down, and it makes me feel so happy, so happy as can be. Every time I think about Jah Jah, I know what he has done for me. I said something in my heart is like a stream running down. So just get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Get sanctified, ho. Why not go down because you get sanctified, ho. Why not come up because you get sanctified, ho. Kick out your foot because you get sanctified, ho. Shake up your one because you get sanctified, ho. Shout it out so you get sanctified, cause real.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Okay, so here, shalom, chaverim. We ride up right here. We're still in the metaphysics of sacrifice. So if you haven't heard the part one, definitely check out the part one. But here, shema'uli, hear me, shema'a Yisrael. Here, picking up on the burnt offerings. According to the metaphysics of sacrifice, the burnt offerings. Now, the burnt offerings, the key word here for burnt offerings, when we study HaTorah, right, when we study the Torah, we have the key word for burnt offerings. Let's just do this right here, brothers and sisters. Here, this is the part two of the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? And to sacrifice as a verb, zabach. The sacrifice as a noun, the victim or the act is the zebach, the zebach. Now here we're looking at the word burnt, right, the word burnt and offerings, the word burnt, offerings. So let's look at the burnt offerings here. The first mention of burnt offerings we have, according to the KJV translation, is in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, and it says, And Noah builded an altar to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And offered burnt offerings on the altar. So here. It says, Vayibena Noach Mizbeach LaYahuwah. Vayikach Mikola Ha behema ha tehora, ua mikola ha ofa ha tehora, waya Allah olot ba mizbeach. So the word here in the plural sense, offering, is the olot. We have ola in the singular sense, and in the plural sense we have olot, olot. So it's important to understand what we're speaking about here. So we have ola. Right, from the H5930, Ola. Ola is in the BDB defined as whole burnt offering, but an Ola is itself an ascent. Then Allah is an ascent, like a going up. It is like a stairway or steps is also an Allah. Now, Allah is, as a part of speech, Hebraically, is a noun feminine, right? And so here we have the Allah, the feminine active participle of the H5927. The H5927 is the Allah as a verb, Allah, Allah. It's not Allah, not Allah, but Allah. It's an ayin, not an aleph, Allah, right? Which means to go up, to ascend, to climb. This idea of going up, to ascend, to climb. And it's in various related meanings right here, but the basic meaning is to ascend, right, intransitively, right, or be high, to be high, as we have Elyon, the most high, Elyon, from the Allah root, right? Also in the active sense, to mount up. As we mentioned, there's a great variety of Hebraic senses, primary and secondary, literally and figuratively in the Hebrew two truths. But here, Allah is a step. Collectively, Olot is stairs as the sense of ascending. But when we have it here in the scripts relating to the Zebach or sacrifices, we usually have it as a holocaust. A holocaust from the Latin, because the burnt offering was completely consumed, right? As going up, the sense of it is going up in smoke, the going up. So the going up of that offering, the fire, right, the smoke is going up, the smoke is ascending. So the sense of the Olah and the Olot is that holocaust offering going up in smoke. KJV translates this, usually this primary root word, as ascent, ascent, burnt offering in the Zebach sacrifice sense, elsewhere as go up to, like when we make Aliyah, even in pilgrimage, Aliyah, when we go up to. All right, now there's another converse sense, we'll touch on that as well, right, when we look at the two, you know, truths there. But here, let's write up on this with the burnt offerings, just to put that into context. As we mentioned already, the first mention in the scripture was Noah. Noah, he built a Mizbeach to Jehovah. But note this with Noah. This is before Moshe's Torah, or the Torah, the revelation to Moshe. Noah, he knew the difference between the clean and the unclean animals. So that means that there was ancient knowledge. In fact, even when people say, well, how did Moshe write this? Because the ancient ones had fragments and had books. But the books were like, we would call it today, were like, you know, we say like, not like a big book, but were like some scrolls. And based on those ancient scrolls from the patriarchs, we'll prove that elsewhere as we get into a little more of the details, get in some critical reading of the Hebrew and proper interpretation so we can see the context of the writers. But here, Noah, he knew the difference between the clean beast, right, and unclean beast. Even we have Abram, Jehovah saying of Abraham, he shall keep my statutes and my laws. So wait, there was already from ancient time, from the very beginning, what happened was that humanity fell. Thus we have the Gan Eden, the Adam wa Hawa, Adam and Eve, that whole scenario right there. But here, says, and Jehovah smelled a sweet savor, and Jehovah said, so when Jehovah, when that offering, that holocaust, Olah, Olot, when it went up, it ascended. So metaphysically speaking, what's the connection of the burnt offerings, right, the Olot of the bullocks and sheep? The burnt offering, the Olot of the bullocks and sheep on the Mizbeach, on the place of Zebach, sacrifice, it represents the transmutation of the phi cycle, the physical forces, to the next higher plane of action. When we're speaking about the four states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, and plasma, this is a process of body refinement that pertains to those who follow Adonenu, our master, Robenu, Einai Rabbi, Yeshua HaNotzrich, HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the resurrection, that follow the Son of Man, right, in the resurrection. Have you not heard, have you not read concerning the Son of Man, right, in the, I think it says, regeneration. I think that's how it was brought forward in the scripture in Matthew chapter 10, Slika, chapter 19, verse 28. Matthew chapter 19, 28. What a year, what a year, what a year. Matthew, Mateo, 19, 28. And Yeshua said to them, verily, truth, amen, I say to you, that ye, that y'all, who have followed me, who have followed I, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit, when Yesolij, and from what I heard, what is Matthew said in that interview, I thought I heard him say Yesolij. This is often translated sometimes as mortal, but actually it means Son of Man or humanity, the human being. So Yeshua says, verily, truly, I say to you, to y'all, that ye, y'all who have followed I in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, kabodo, kavodo, ye y'all also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Yisrael, the 12 tribes of Israel. So even in the scripture, we have this link to what the metaphysical teaching is speaking about, following Yeshua in the regeneration. So note Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. So the Mizbeach, the altar, right? We touched on Noach and the altar that he had builded while you've been, you know, he builded an altar. What is the Mizbeach, the place of Zebach? The Mizbeach, it represents the place in consciousness according to the metaphysics, right, the Hebrew metaphysics, the HD, the Hebrew definition, the second of the two truths, the Mizbeach, it represents the place, the makom, the spot in consciousness where we are willing to give up the lower to the higher, the lesser for the greater, the personal to the impersonal, the animal, right, the animal to the spiritual, to the irritical, the life forces of those living in generation flow to the generative center in the body. We're speaking about the sexual centers in the body, right? It says right here, the life forces of those living in generation. We didn't say regeneration, but in generation, in birth. First birth, it flows to the generative center in the body and are spent. We spend those forces in our genitals, our generative area, where we spend in the material. This brings death, right? Moot, right? Death to the body. When through a sincere desire for the things, the things, for things spiritual, when through sincere desire for the things spiritual, irritical, man, the human being, lifts his mind, his aimro, his mind, lifting the mind, right, lifting up our heads, right, in that sense, lifts his mind, there is a complete reversal of these life forces. Instead of a downward flow, the downward flow of generation, the downward flow, the currents, they start toward the heart. They start toward the heart and a process of body rejuvenation begins. So the currents in generation, they go down. But in regeneration, right, the current, it starts toward the heart, heartical. And remember, the heart is the midst of the three and three. The heart chakra is the heart is the midst of the three lower chakras, the three upper chakras. Check out the Hebrew metaphor of the menorah, right, of the menorah, of the lampstand, falsely called candlesticks, but the lampstand. So instead of a downward flow, the current start toward the heart, and a process of body rejuvenation begins. Then there is rejoicing, there's joy in the man, in the human being, and he sings praises, Isis, La Yahuwah, Hallelujah. This is represented by, quote, singing with loud instruments to Jehovah that we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 13 to 27. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 13 to 27, where we find singing with loud instruments to Jehovah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. When this blessed Yetabarakeh Baruch, when this blessed realization of the regeneration, being born again, the regeneration comes into consciousness, the voices of men are heard by Ha'adon, by Adonai, and their prayers ascend like the Aishin's offering. Their prayers ascend like the sweet Aishin's, and their prayers are sweet. Their prayers ascend. Their prayers aliyah, even to Shemaima, to Shemaim, to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. When we, I and I, have faith, Belohim, in Elohim, the true good, the true God, right, give us a teaching of his divine majesty, and the ways of Haruach, the ways of the Irit, the ways of the Spirit, we, I and I, are willing to give up all our material pleasures. And this is what it means when I and I say the carnal mind. I and I not want no carnal mind. So we give up that carnal mind, thereby giving up the material pleasures. If the key is that if, even in Leviticus it begins if, it doesn't mean that we become like some nutty ascetics in that sense. No, there's a time and a season. If such be the instruction of the inner guide, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Arit, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, Elohim, HaRuach HaKadosh, Holy Spirit, this is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices that we have even in HaTorah, that we have even here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, Sefer Vayikra, and he called the handbook of the priest, Leviticus, the Orit Zeh Lewawiyah. This is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices. Learn to read the sign language. Take heed to the pattern recognition. So often referred to in the history and through the mystery of the Bnei Yisrael and in the scriptures. So this is the point right here. When we have faith, Amen, Amen, Imnet, Emuna, admitting as true the hymenot in Elohim, in Ekziavihir, the stain of the good, the generous, in HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, and the ways of Ruach, of Irit, Iritically speaking, of the Spirit, we are willing to give up all material pleasures, if such be the instruction of the inner guide. Like in due time and due season, there's seasons where we, you know, like what it says, see that you come not at your wives, you know, those 3 days, even in the wilderness of children of Israel, that was that instruction that was given by Moshe from Jehovah, but the principle remains the same right here. If we have faith in Elohim and the ways of the Irit, we are willing to give up all our material pleasures, the aspect of our carnal mind, if such be the instruction of the inner guide, the Ayla Irit, the Memphis Caduce. This is a point that is also symbolized, right, according to the allegorical interpretation of that which in the first Advent, we could say the first manifestation to the sons of Israel was an object lesson. So using the phi cycle, to bring home, even in the Brit Chadasha, the metaphysical by a new and a living way that he has consecrated for us, right, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So this is a point that is also symbolized by the sacrifices so often referred to in the history and through the mystery, mistatir, the Hebrew word, that which is hidden, right, the mystery of the B'nai Yisrael, and particularly here, Shema'uli, Shema Yisrael, especially here in the handbook of the priesthood, here in the Sefer Vayikra, the Orit Zeh Lewawiyan, here in the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. And this here, building on the metaphysics. Yes, I take heed, see that you do all things according to the pattern. Recognize the pattern from the phi cycle to the metaphysical. Shalom, chaberim, shalom. This is Ras Yadin, here. And I approve of this message. Good news.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
The God and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.